Carl, how dare you shake your head at me at the top of the hour?
I have to with that song. As it needs, the head needs to be shaked.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 6 of the Carl and Tommy Show. I am one of your hosts, Tommy von Beaverhausen, and my esteemed colleague, Carl.
Bienvenue. Which is French for welcome.
So, our talk-in song this evening is a hot new mix of one of our favorite songs.
Yes.
Pyromania. It's the Spencer and Hill remix. Literally, it's not even cold yet. It's still warm from falling out of the musical vag piece known as Cascada. It's been in the States for a week. Already remixed. I have to say, I like the original a little bit better.
Hold the presses.
I do. I like the original.
Well, this version is shitty. I'm gonna just put it right out there.
I'm gonna be that down for you. It's pretty shit-tastic. I just like the Mario Brother noises.
Yes, that's my favorite part. Yeah. It really brings me back to the days of playing like Pac-Man.
I got a mushroom.
Maybe Duck Hunt or, you know, one of those. That's really in the background.
I love it.
So.
All right, let's tell them what's on the show tonight. Let me go ahead and get rid of that. There we go, Z's. By the way, Carl and Tommy is taped in front of a live studio audience.
We're the only people at the house today.
We are.
Yes.
The studio's quiet.
Well, of course, we already went through our little intro. We're going to talk a little bit about music and TV.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking water.
And we'll talk about why.
We'll be talking about why, and which wraps up to our pretty much last part of the show after TV, and that would be our vacation that we're very
travel.
So the water is just because we know there will be heavy drinking for a week. So
it's a leveling off effect.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Just any water though. Clear American wild cherry flavored water.
The more you know. Blue. Drink water, kids, it's good for you. Woo! All right, we have some shite to talk about. All right, we doing music first? We're doing music first. Oh, before we get going, we love hearing from you, and we've heard from many of you already. You can send us an email if you like with show topics, ideas, whatever you want. Send it to carlandtommy@gmail.com. Carl spelled with a K, and Tommy. So, Carl, the non-traditional spelling, of course. Yes. We have to throw that out there.
And Tommy@gmail.com.
You can check us out on Facebook. Search us in the search tab, Carl and Tommy. You can play our show right from the viewer on Facebook. Check us out on Podomatic, carlandtommy.podomatic.com. Or search us in the iTunes store under the comedy and entertainment section. Carl and Tommy, check us out there. You can download us absolutely free. It will give you a boner. I guarantee it.
Ooh.
Or your money back.
Or.
Wait, it's free.
It's free.
All right, music. We have had an exciting couple of weeks with music. And by we, I mean me, mostly. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of fun songs. The first song I want to talk about is Monster by Lady Gaga. It's been re-released as a song. That's single. and it's on the original Fame Monster. It's also on the extended... the extra version that she released with more songs on it. This was one of her very, very first songs, like the I'm Not Famous Yet song, and now they're playing it. It's getting more play than some of her more famous songs like Poker Face and Alejandro. I love this song. I think it's really good. What do you think about it?
It's good. It's traditional Gaga.
It is.
It's
Monster.
Some dance beats.
I love it.
And then the crazy, you know, table dress or whatever she's wearing.
Oh my god, the giant mood ring dress.
But I feel this is probably not like maybe works as a single now because she's famous, but I think maybe they were trying to make a bigger impact with her.
Yeah, they definitely were.
So they were like shelved this one, and then now that she's famous and they know pretty much
put it
anything,
back out.
Yeah,
yeah, Exactly. Let's check out the chorus. We'll be right back. So I like it. I think it's pretty good.
It's good. I mean,
I heard it the first time when the CD first came out, and I was like, meh. But like you said, I think people... It's a little calmer than some of our other stuff.
Yeah. It's not so like much it. In your face.
Right. I like it.
But it's just like they do that with actors and actresses. You know, they're in movies that get shelved, and then they become famous, and they're like, oh, we have this
Whip
one from a, from a couple years ago that never got released.
Blow the dust off this straight to DVD.
True.
Let's re-release it. All right, next one is actually pretty similar. It's from one of a best girlfriend of the show, Kesha. We go to Friendly's with her all the time.
True.
I don't even know if that's... We totally made that part out. But this song...
She likes those super mouths. Like,
oh, man. She likes the grilled cheese cheeseburger, grilled cheese combos that we get with extra waffle fries. So Take It Off. It's on Animal. It's another one of the singles that didn't do very well right at the beginning, but now it's actually doing really well. I really like this song. I think I like the beat the most. What's your thought? What's your thought on this? I just like the
chorus. I like it. The funny part is the chorus. Can we play the chorus for them?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. I do like the song. It's on my iPod.
Here comes
Jam out to it. Listen.
So that
And what I enjoy most about that is when an artist, a true artist like Kesha, can take a chant that I remember that you used to sing on the bus and basically change a couple words. Because when I remember being in like third grade and having a little ditty go, there's a place in France where the naked ladies dance,
it's
and
true.
There's a hole in the wall where the boys can see it all.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I like how she took that and some 20 years later made it into a top 40 smash hit.
I like it. I'm just saying. I like it because it's like me, 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 me. I just like it. I think her next album, we're calling it now. It's going to be Instinct Poop Fart. That's going to be
I think it's going to be My Mother and Your Mother Limb Across the Way.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Or maybe One Potato, Two Potato.
You pinched my finger in the bungee cord. Ow.
I do like how Kesha will always mention how she has a bottle of some sort of liquor.
Yeah, booze. So she had like a cup of Jack or something in this song, too. She loves her some Jack.
In her gold Trans Am.
I love it. In my gold Trans Am.
She has a bottle of whiskey in her handbag. That's what she says in this one.
That is true. I forgot about the whiskey. Mm-hmm. What the fudge? There's a paperclip on the floor.
Shaped into a triangle.
This place is weird. I'm going to fire the cleaning lady in the studio. The last song I would like to talk about, I know is one of Carl's favorite songs.
Did you really get it?
As World Cup came to an end, one of my very favorite Colombian people on the planet happened to win this year's submission for the official song of the FIFA World Cup, and it's my good best girlfriend, Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Waka Waka. I love it. Time for Africa. I like it. I like the beat.
Again.
They did the little YouTube, like, learn the dance shit, and people are so united.
I feel it's funny.
Africa.
Like, but I don't feel it.
Being
I feel
African.
They hoped it would be.
Stop people from dying?
No.
It did for like a week.
No, that it would be part of the FIFA World Cup, and then.
She was there. Should
no, I know, but then that it would become this huge hit, and I don't think it's getting the airplay.
No.
I also really enjoy the fact that it's Fozzie Bear's famous...
Waka Waka?
Waka Waka, which, yeah. I mean...
It's time for
a little,
Africa.
A little thank you to Jim Henson and his Muppets.
Shout out.
Fozzie Bear, Waka Waka. So.
I like the message this song sends.
I don't really know what the message sends. I don't know what Waka Waka means.
Basically, it's telling everybody... It's time Africa has welcomed itself into the modern day, and...
Which is such a lie.
It really is. The only part that is in this century is South Africa, where this took place.
Which in South Africa has been...
It's always been like that.
It's always been like
that,
yeah.
It's like what it was like here in 1990.
Yeah.
They're like 10 years behind.
They got Zumba pants on.
Yeah. They really do. That's the funny part. That's why they're doing Waka Waka. So, Shakira, I love you, baby. Call me. You haven't called me in a while. I love you. Oh, the only other thing is, and I don't know if you like this song, but Nicki Minaj, we talked about her last week. Her last name means intercourse. But this is her new song, Your Love, and she tracked it. She sampled...
Yeah.
The one, the only... Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
Is in the background.
Yeah.
And Nicki Minaj is so disgustingly trashy.
But I feel in this one, this is her, like, the one
I'm not... This is the lowest key.
Yeah.
Like, the least amount of lips, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest lips. It's very, very...
It's her... Yeah, it's her mellow track.
Yeah, it's like... PG-13/R versus the usual X, NC-17, that Nicki Minaj is.
And I also feel on, you know, this is her first song where she's singing the whole, like, 3 to 4 minutes, where in every other, you know, she got her start and we know her. Like, she became famous because she was that girl who would sing, like,
Yeah, she's doing hooks.
Yeah.
What does she think? She Patti LaBelle?
So, I mean... Maybe she can't be that hardcore for a whole 3 minutes. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. Her voice annoys me. I don't think I can do it anymore.
Oh. That was an immediate
turn. She has the, has this, just this twang in her voice that makes me want to hand sanitize myself. I'm sorry. She's a whore.
I think it's because she talks about her vagina a lot.
It might be something to do with her vagina.
I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that...
She was also in Woohoo.
Yeah.
She did a sample on Woohoo, or she sang some of the hook with Christina.
And now she's also in My Chick Bad.
Now she's singing about her hoo-ha herself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where are we going next?
I think it's a little bit...
Teeves?
Teeves.
Are we doing Teeves?
Yeah.
We're doing Teeves? I don't even know if I def don't have the SYTYCD song queued up that I usually do. So why don't we talk about that first, then we'll talk about our new show that we're covering on Carl and Tommy.
Oh, so exciting. So You Think You Can Dance, which just ended, we came up to do the show right after it, complete and utter letdown.
It really was.
Tonight.
Very upsetting.
Not the dancing from Wednesday, but tonight's show, Thursday's show, was pointless. And
I agree.
I'm a big reality TV show fan, and I love I love Survivor and Amazing Race, and basically any reality show where they kick somebody off every show, or like every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy them, and nothing basically kicks me in the balls more than when the teams are safe.
Yep.
Or everybody's, I hate it.
Everyone's safe, and you're like, what the that just happened.
And I hate it in Amazing Race when they're like, oh, this is a safety round, nobody gets eliminated. And I'm like, I watched 58 minutes of this crap just for you to tell me nobody gets eliminated.
It's total bullshit.
And the same thing happens in So You Think You Can Dance. And they basically told everybody that it's, nobody gets eliminated. Nobody got eliminated this week, but two people get eliminated next week.
Yeah, what is the deal? I don't get it.
And Billy is a little bitch.
Oh, God.
He got injured. And I don't even think he's injured. I think it's the fact that he had to do step.
He pussed the puss out.
Yeah. He know he sucked at step and was like, oh, I'll pretend to hurt myself. When the doctors tell you, when you're a dancer and they tell you you're fine to go out there, and you yourself say, no, I'm not, that would have been a huge red flag for me as the judges to be like, he doesn't care. Because the judges, you know, the doctors are telling you, you're fine. And
he's like, I just don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah. And then, oh, we're not going to send anybody home. Which, truly, Billy should just be the one going home.
He really should be. He is so annoying. We talked about this. We've talked about this pretty much almost every single week. He just, he skeeves me out.
Yeah.
He's another one I want to sanitize myself.
And, yeah, he's just, I don't know. I don't like it. And then again, we watched, like, the whole hour show. Like, it's one of those shows that could be wrapped up in 10 minutes.
It really, really could be.
And they drag it out for an hour. So you watch the whole hour. And you know who's in the bottom three. at like 9:15.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you, they don't do elimination time till like 9:55.
We did know something was up because they were being really shady. Tonight's performer was Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull. And so they did that. P.S. Enrique Iglesias is looking pretty fine. He looks like he's 11 and a half.
He's fine.
He's fine. Looks like he hasn't had a carb in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But any shat. I knew something was up. I could just tell. There was like a funk in the air. And then all of a sudden they all
I think that was
out.
The gas you were having.
No.
While you were watching the show.
No. We don't talk about that on the air.
A curtain fell off your wall.
A stud collapsed. No. Stop it. I smell like berries. But you could tell something was up because when the judges came back, they were all like, we can't make a decision, and I'm just like, come on, you gotta be kidding me. So, whatever.
And usually when they'll say like, oh, we weren't all in agreement.
Right, it was not unanimous.
Yeah.
You know what, they just love him. They absolutely love Billy, and they'll do anything to keep him on the show, and I think it's ridiculous.
Don't like him.
Nope, not a fan.
Not a fan. He should go.
Forgettable.
You're a pussy.
Puss face.
Couldn't do step.
Flat
so
as what?
Didn't want to try.
Didn't want to. And that was not step, by the way. That was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I love Kent, but that was just. It was horrible.
I know.
Horrible.
For everybody who doesn't know, Tim was a member of the step team, Eric.
Yep.
So.
I was a sizzling soul stepper. I'm just saying. I have both sets of Timbos in the closet.
I think every. Because it was a co-ed team. And every step team that has females on it, I feel, is just called something soul steppers.
Yeah, it really
They're
is.
They're always the soul steppers.
We are the... sizzling. A soul. Okay. Now, I'm pretty much done with effing SYTYCD. I don't know who's going to win. They need to do something to spice up the show. I'm getting, like, kind of annoyed with it. The whole two-hour bullshit on Wednesday nights needs to be condensed. Like, it's out
But they've
of
done
control.
That every year.
I know, but they're really stretching it now. And it's like, each group is going to dance 42 times.
Well, I think it's now because on Wednesday, you know, there's less people.
Right.
You know, now that when they start with 10, they're like, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, now they're going to be like, let's watch more of the All-Stars do dances from past seasons. And you're like, yay, but that's not really
But they only do that on Thursday.
I know, oh, God, it's weird. Yeah. But our new program... Yeah! BB12. BB Season 12, and we're not talking about
Bareback.
We're talking about Big Brother. For those of you that don't know what Bareback is, look it up, but don't Google it with children in the room.
Fucking without a comment.
What? It's gross, Kyle! Oh, Carl! Oh, I did it! Oh, a fish.
See, now I just try not to. I refrain from even having to say your name.
I know. Sometimes. It's fine. So, Big Brother 12 is on CBS. It's on Wednesday, a Thursday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. They like to cap out the week on the Lord's Day with a little bit of Big Brother.
Which is usually kind of how they start the week.
Yeah.
Because that's when they do...
That is. They'll do their
head of
little...
household.
Yep, their head of household, which is the best part.
See, I think the nominations... I think the Wednesday is the most exciting.
We were talking about this downstairs when the show came on. I think the editing on that show is fantastic because every time the transition of the show from one week to the next, instead of recapping and walking you through, like, last time on Big Brother.
Yeah.
He says a few things, but they don't go... Like, every other show, they give at least a 10-minute intro from the week before. No. They take you into the house, everything's in black and white, and they show a quick set of clips that lead up to that night going live. And when it's ready to go live, you hear the guitar, and it's like... And then it turns color, and that's how you know you're at this week. I love that. I think that's so creative.
So creative.
I think it's very... I hate you.
No, but it is. Instead of having to go back and people are like, what the hell's going on?
I know. I don't want to rehash this. I want to see what's going on. I want to move on to the next week. And I just think it's creative because they use very, like, good parts of the show to bring you back, like, what happened last time. Mm-hmm. last time on Big Brother.
And it could be one of those shows that you need it, because it is on three times a week.
Yes.
And so if you miss, you know, I mean...
Especially from the Sunday to the Wednesday show, there's a lot that happens during the week that we don't see. If you can subscribe to the live feeds, but they're $40 this year, which is like, that's creepy.
And for anybody with a real job, that's really just like...
I know.
You don't have
the effort. You can't watch it. You can't watch it. You could have it, like, streaming on a laptop or something, but that's creepy. And if you have Showtime, too, from, like, 1 to 4 in the morning, they run all the cameras on Showtime, too, and they just, they, like, change where they're looking in the house. Mm-hmm. That's just creepy. I'm sorry. It's not, it doesn't make me run out and want to get Showtime.
But for people out there who don't watch Big Brother, it's probably odd that you haven't heard about it. It is the 12th season.
It is. But you should probably get out from under a rock.
They basically, it's a reality show competition. They all live in the same house together.
Yep.
And
they do food competitions.
Yeah, but it basically breaks down as it's on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Mm-hmm. Sunday, they'll find out there's always one person who's the head of household who decides between everybody, who are the two people who are going to be, like, put up on elimination.
Right.
And as head of household, you get,
on
like...
On the block.
Okay. You get, you know, a room to yourself, and, like, you get your favorite foods and stuff like that.
Then letter from home.
Then on Wednesday, you find, as the viewer, you find out who the head of household has put up for elimination. Yes. And then on Thursday, there is the elimination. And in between that, too, I forget what night it is, but there's the POV, right?
Yes, the power of veto is on Wednesday nights.
So that the people who are up for eviction, it's their last time to, they do some sort of challenge that
and
you
can win it to fight to win the power of veto, which means they can remove themselves or someone else from the block, and the head of household or HOH must nominate another house guest to be evicted.
So that's a brief synopsis of the show. Mm-hmm. But that's what I like about the show, is that even if you win the power of veto, you still don't get to decide who...
Right.
To put it... Like, the head of household still has ultimate, like...
So there's still... It's basically a real solid game of strategy.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's basically...
It's like, who can
invented by a sociology person.
Yeah.
To be like, oh...
Big time. Who can you rub up against... And make best friends.
Like, who's going to be that person who's nice enough that people get along with so they don't get evicted, but also can play the game effectively enough?
Up until the end. Right, to last. There's all sorts of alliances. It's basically like a cleaner version of Survivor.
Yeah.
A much, much cleaner. There are showers available.
Yes.
People don't smell like beef.
The one weird thing is that it's only two people. Somebody got eliminated tonight, and there was an elimination last week. So these people have been living together for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
20 days.
And they have...
Tonight was day 20.
Basically already started having showmances, which I just think is so odd.
Fourth grade.
And...
We've been going out steady for a week now.
Which, I mean, I can find... Understand, because I mean, working in higher ed, we can see that with students in college, where
because they're
living like in the same building and always around each other, that relationships start and end very quickly.
Oh god!
But you know, it just seems weird because it's not like you're taking college kids. You're taking, you know, there
grown
can be
adults.
You can take like there's like a 40-something-year-old like police officer like lady with, you know, there are some younger like people in their 20s.
Oh my god,
and stuff,
Sheriff Kathy.
Yeah, but
oh god, she's a hot mess.
But it's just one of those, it's definitely one of those shows where if it was on in any other time but the summer, it wouldn't do that well.
Right. But it does so well because there's literally nothing else on the television, if you will.
So
that's Big Brother. We will be giving you updates.
Still early to tell who I enjoy and who I don't. And
well, I know I enjoy me some Brandon and Lane.
That's because they're attractive.
Yep. They got a token queer in there.
Mm-hmm.
We could do without him. He doesn't seem to be able to wear a t-shirt other than a v-neck or a scoop tee.
True.
It's really annoying.
He is that, like, pretty typical, very flamboyant.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And he talks about something gay all the time.
I know. You're like, come on.
Yeah.
To go back to the back room and put on a regular t-shirt and get that.
Well, and he brought up, like, West Hollywood. Like,
I know. And
the gay
being
mecca.
Being restrained. Yeah. I'm like, come on. Not everybody gets restrained in West Hollywood.
But I do find it kind of odd, though, that it's... I mean, it's only the second elimination, but two females have gone both weeks.
Right. I know. Last week was Annie, who was the saboteur. That was supposed to be this year's big thing. Well, they... Mm-hmm. screwed that up and kicked her out the first week.
Yeah.
So she can't sabotage them anymore. And then this week was Monet, who is a total bitch, and we were calling her all sorts of other funny names, like Merlot or Chardonnay.
Basically Chardonnay. Any sort of other wine there is.
Captain Morgan.
Bartles and James.
Oh my god, that was hysterical that night. I'm like, why is Bartles and James crying by the hot tub? She was basically the biggest bitch on the planet and filled every stereotype of an African-American female, because every time she got upset, she would say she was going to punch someone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get violent. And it's like, really? You're just playing into negative stereotypes. Like, you could be above that and not say that and be the better person and the bigger person, rather. And she, every single time, would be like, I'm a walk away. And you're lucky.
Yeah.
You're lucky. I'm walking away.
And
like,
give
me a fucking break.
I do think it's funny that she was that person who can't see, like, can't step outside of themselves and see why they piss other people off.
Right, and that they look like a fool.
Yeah, and she talks so much shit and is basically up front and says, well, I find it hard to get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I have trouble
maybe because
playing.
You're a monstrous see you next Tuesday.
But she says, like, I have a problem being fake.
Right.
And putting on, like, a facade of, like, liking people. And if I don't like you, I don't like you.
Right.
And that's fine. But don't try to go to Big Brother and be yourself and be like, oh, well, I'm just going to not like you and that's how I am.
I'm going
to
be
a
total bitch to everybody.
And then be shocked and amazed when they kick you out the second
two.
Week.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah. So.
Sweet Jesus. Well, so that's Big Brother. I love me some BB. Love it. Big Brother. And
we will talk about it every week.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it because it's exciting. But
it's
next,
not really that exciting.
Carl, what? I'll slap your behind.
Again, it's a good show because it's on in the summer.
So next we're going to talk about Personal Corner. And then this week's Personal Corner is our beautiful field trip / 1 week vacation.
Ooh.
It's actually eight nights, 9 days in beautiful tropical Delaware on the Delaware shore.
We're in Delaware.
Delaware?
There's so much to do in Delaware.
Home of tax-free shopping and some of the most beautiful beaches this side of the Mississippi.
And we're basically going from one ridiculously tiny state to another.
Yeah, I love it there. I really do. I am very excited to go show some of our friends a new place that they've never been. I'm also excited to go enjoy the local establishments. There's a lot of fun places.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to going to some of the bars and letting it rain down on me. That's why I'm playing this song. It's going to be a lot of fun. And by it, I mean rum and other adult beverages.
Are you
going to
make it rain on those hoes? Is that what you're saying?
I might make it rain on a few hoes, I'm just saying.
I'm really excited to. We actually are leaving tomorrow pretty early. I mean, during the day.
Yeah.
I still haven't packed, so we have to actually do that after the show. But, I'm really excited to. I've never been to Delaware, besides maybe driving through Delaware.
That's what everyone says.
But
it's kind of like a best kept secret.
Yeah.
The Delaware Shore. It's beautiful. It really is. There'll be dolphins there. It's great.
If I don't see a fucking dolphin, you're getting
When we went the first time with a bunch of friends, they were like, oh my god, there's sharks in the water. And I'm like, sharks don't arch and jump in the water like that. Those are dolphins. And we took pictures. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. We have a ton of people going.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. So
it
we
be
will.
A lot of fun.
We're going to try to pull some clips and bring those to you in episode 7.
I'm sure there will be stories to be told.
Oh my god. If we have a rehash of the Beach Ball Pride situation.
That would be my
classic
greatest guess.
All I can think of is Carl going into one of the clubs we're going to is called Aqua, and he's gonna go up and say, you wouldn't by chance happen to have a 33-foot Bacardi beach ball?
Some beach balls I could
that I could just run through the mud and throw directly at my friend's head at full speed.
I can't. Oh, that's
watch out for
that
the
would
beach
be, if that was able to happen again, it would be like a gift from baby Jesus. Like, that's...
it
that,
really
that's
was
like
funny.
A one-time oh, only God. Thing that I will never be able to relive again.
The next morning when I looked at my shirt, I was like, what happened last night? And then I realized I wiped my face off after that beach ball hit me in the head full speed. It was pretty gross. I'm just saying.
You sure that wasn't lint from some boy's ball sack on your shirt?
Oh! You're gross.
No, I'm not.
You're disgusting.
So, and we're staying in a beach house, and the best part is we don't have to pay for the beach house, yeah. Which helps everybody out that we can go on vacation, and all you have to worry about is personal expenses.
Yep.
So that's pretty
food
awesome.
Food and shenanigans. And it's a beautiful house. I'm very happy.
Our rich friend owns it.
Yeah. And by our rich friend, we mean my partner, Kevin.
Life partner.
Life coach.
Life coach.
We can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. He's actually already there. He's on travel this week, so we are meeting him and heading to the Delaware Shore, where you're sure to have a good time.
I'm excited.
I am.
It's my first vacation, too, where I'm...
I know, you've not been there.
Yes, and... I'm most excited that it's one of those vacations that's going to be completely stress-free.
Yeah.
Because I haven't started my new job yet.
You're right.
But I've left my old job, and this is kind of the week in between that I get to go on vacation. Personal Corner, moved all my stuff into my new...
Yay.
My new place to start my job. And I basically just moved everything in and threw it in the living room. It's all still in boxes, and then when I come back...
I love it.
That's when I'll actually get my life in order. It is kind of tough.
Order is overrated.
Doing both, though. Getting ready for a vacation, because I had to make sure I didn't throw everything in, and...
Yeah.
Even then was like, oh, I have to remember to grab those flip-flops, because if not, I would have no flip-flops.
You wouldn't. I'm playing work gig for your new job.
Oh, thank you.
You better work it.
So, what's going on in your personal corner, Tommy?
My personal corner, work has been insane in my personal corner. I submitted one of my requirements for the doctoral program. I'm waiting for approval, then I can move to the next level, and then you will refer to me as Dr. Tommy.
No.
No. No,
how is University of Phoenix? How's that
working? Oh! Ouch!
He's actually going to do one of those commercials and be like, I am a Phoenix.
How dare you, you skank whore fuckhead.
Oh, that,
you wait until tomorrow.
That was so
when bad. We are on the highway and I accidentally unbuckle your safety harness and kick you out of a moving vehicle. How about that, Phoenix? Fly off the road now, bitch. For those of you listening, I am not attending the University of Phoenix. I don't judge if anyone does go to the University of Phoenix, I do. I'm not
getting
going
your
there. I'm getting
your
a
degree,
real doctorate.
Getting your degree online is not
no, it's
like
not.
Going to
it's
college.
Not the same. We don't even accept the transfer credits.
No matter where it's from.
A lot of places don't.
Because think about it. Even if you're a kid, like you, even if there's a test... If you're doing it at your computer, you can cheat on every test.
Right.
So basically, you just have to have a book in front of you.
Right.
And maybe take note, like skim through it, take notes, so if there's a time limit on the test. But literally, there's no studying involved. You know, homework assignments, I'm sorry, they're a joke when you post them online.
I know.
It's one thing if something is supplemental, if an online program is supplemental to you going to class.
Which nowadays most classes do.
Like but
every class I've had has had Blackboard where you have to put stuff up.
And I've had that in my grad school program. Right. But you always had to still go to class. It was went to class once a week for 3 hours and then also...
Let me tell you, if you're not ready at the doctoral level when they ask you a question... You should just hang it up. It's not fun.
So they just kick you out, just like that.
You gotta know your shot.
Socratic method.
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
When she gets kicked out first time.
Oh, yes. At law school.
So they're just gonna kick you out if you don't know the answer.
Socratic method.
Yeah, they tend to do that. Socratic method.
That's a pedagogy of teaching. Not sure if you know that.
Oh.
You'd learn that if you're
look who was an education major for 3 seconds in college.
I was an education major for 4 semesters, you stupid pirate hooker.
Oh.
God, you are brutal tonight. What is your problem?
Oh,
do you have a yeast infection?
Yeah.
Do you have an itch you just can't scratch?
Oh, embarrassing odor? I hate those commercials.
What's that cheese smell?
I love it how the girl, like, is, like, normally dressed, and then she looks into the mirror, and it's like... a frumpy girl, the same girl, but in like a gray hoodie, and you're supposed to be like,
I'm fat.
That's how I feel, because I want to stick an electric blender at my vagina because it's so itchy.
I smell.
Embarrassing odor.
Now they're so gross, those commercials. Ugh.
And then your summer, then I keep seeing this Summer's Eve
wash.
And the girl's like, you feel refreshed, you feel confident. I'm like,
With fire hydrant attachment. And you're like, what?
But it's also probably because I'm gay. So I watch a lot of feminine television shows that they obviously market towards it.
Commercials. They like put them in there and then squeeze them.
But I do love those Kotex commercials, I have to say. They make fun of the period. Those are hilarious.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to look like.
And by the third day, I just feel like dancing. I like soft things like my cat, and then it cuts to a cat going crazy and like, you know, that's awesome.
Oh my Jesus.
And those period commercials, tampon commercials are so helpful. The blue liquid, I'm like, Oh, so that's what's supposed to happen.
I'm throwing up in my mouth.
It's so gross.
Do you have anything else you want to chat about in personal
What's
corner?
The time check?
We're at 36 minutes. We have a little show tonight, and I think that's okay. I think it's okay.
Yeah, we like breezed through that show. We did. I'm sorry, peeps.
We blew through that. We're so excited to leave tomorrow. We're like committed to be overtired.
And I do. We're like committed to do a show, but also was like moving all day today, and so I'm just
tired,
drained. Yeah,
and I had a really busy day today, so it's been a long day. But we wanted to make sure we got a show out.
And by busy, he means he shot down a lot of college students' hopes and dreams.
Yeah, today was the parade of crushing of hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. It was
so.
Yeah, it's part of the Electric Light series.
It's a little mini-sode.
Yeah,
a little mini-sode.
A mini-sode. So. Yeah. I think that's it. We're going to try our best to get some clips from Delaware when we head down there. And we'll splice those. And by we'll, I mean I'll splice those together.
Of course. I won't do anything to do with that.
And maybe we'll have a little snippet next week in the show. And other than that, do you have anything else you want to say, Kiggity Carl?
No.
Kiggity Carl.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The show is kind of out of it right now. Promos.
Yeah, like funny, like Kruger, Coral, and Dahlberg. And then be like, pew!
That's random. You're so random. Yeah, but thanks for listening.
Yes. Oh, you know what I did want to talk about?
What?
I'm pretty sure, I'll check actually while we're on the air live. Our Facebook page was up to 82 people, I believe, and we are over 2,000 on hits on the podcast. So for those of you listening through iTunes, actually, or anyone that's listening to the show through any of the
media methods, outlets.
Yeah, any of our multiple media listening firms, we thank you because, we're at 80 members. We are over 2,000 listens, and this is going to be the sixth episode, so that is really pretty amazing. So thanks to everyone that's helped us so far.
So when the first season's over, we'll have all 15 episodes on DVD. You can pick them up at Best Buy.
For the low price of $119.99. We're trying to make it affordable for the kids. no, just kidding. But we will soon have season two. We need to finish season one. I think there's usually 10 to 12 episodes in a season, right? Sometimes
in an actual TV show?
Well, they can range anywhere really from.
I mean, are we a Lifetime show or are we?
I know. Well, I'm thinking Queer as Folk. Those went actually anywhere from 15 to 22 episodes in a season. I guess it depends. If we're doing a weekly show, it's probably closer to the 20 mark before the season's over. Mm-hmm. The monthly, like, sesquicentennial shows.
Mm-hmm. The 150 shows? Because that's what sesquicentennial means.
Does it? I hate your math problems that you're always throwing at me. I know, I'm just kidding. God, you are, like, up my butt tonight. I don't know what I'm saying, girl. Shit, girl. That's
the Bertucci's talking.
Oh my god, that's totally the Bertucci. I had way too much garlic tonight. Girl, you must have read my diary. So, thank you for listening. I'm gonna play Diary on the way out. That's what you hear in the background. We want to thank all of our listeners for checking us out.
I think this is the saddest episode.
It really
we've
is.
Ever had.
It's so depressed. Do you want me to play the dance version of the song?
No.
Okay. So check us out via email if you'd like to send us a message. You can mail us at carlandtommy@gmail.com, Carl with a K, and Tommy, the whole word, not the ampersand, @gmail.com. Check us out in the search bar on Facebook, Carl and Tommy. Join the member page. You can play the podcast directly from the player built into Facebook. Check us out direct on Podomatic. If you go to carlandtommy.podomatic.com, you can download episodes there for free to any media player. Or if you have an Apple product, check us out on iTunes. Carl and Tommy.
Jesus Christ, how comedy, many different types of media outlets are you going to give
in
them?
In the comedy and entertainment platform category. Big shout out to Irene for giving us a spread in her blog this week. icexcursions.blogspot.com. She's actually getting ready to rehost her site on her very own system, so when we get the new address, we'll let you know. But much thanks to Irene, we took some headshots tonight for her to put on the blog.
Oh, they're awful.
Oh, they're god awful.
They're god awful.
We're going to turn the fan on and make it look a little bit more professional.
We took one picture and completely missed both of us. In
oh, yeah.
Picture,
it's so a picture of awesome. A bed. It's half yeah. a bed. It's like uncomfortable. So.
And probably like my thigh because I was the one sitting on the bed. That's pretty much it.
It's pretty much a thigh, half a cat, and some pillows. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But so that's it for us. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Carl, it's a pleasure as always.
Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
And I only make fun because I love.
I only make fun because I'm loved. JK. All right. We will see you next week. Wish us luck on the Delaware Shore. And for those of you staying in the area this week, have a lovely weekend. And we'll see you next time on The Carl and Tammy Show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Make good choices.
No, don't.
Bye, everybody.
It's not what life is about.